From NPR News, it's day to day with all the economic turmoil. Who knows where to invest? Well, Marketplace's Janet Babin notices in the earnings reports there's something that actually doesn't look so bad. Biotech drug makers. Janet, welcome back. What are the latest earnings results that have you interested?
Well, Alex, Bristol-Myers Squibb announced today that its third quarter profit tripled. The company is well known for its drug Plavix, and you might have heard of the cancer drug Erbitux. Also this week, Amgen reporting better than expected third quarter profits. It raised its earnings forecast. Forest Labs is another one coming in higher than expected. It makes Alzheimer's and depression drugs. Pfizer, too, beating expectations. Now, not every pharma company was a winner. Merck's profits fell 28% on flat sales, it announced this week. But overall, Alex, the sector appears to be doing, dare I say it, pretty well.
So even in a down economy, maybe pharmaceuticals are, at least overall as an industry, recession-proof?
Well, that is the traditional view, that pharma is somewhat protected because people need to buy medicine no matter what the economy. But some drugs, it turns out, are more recession-proof than others. Analyst Eric Snyder covers pharma and biotech for Meta Partners.
Where it's less true is obviously when there's, you know, Me Too medications or drugs that are for, say, non-life-threatening conditions. So something like insomnia, you know, will patients still pay, you know, $2 a pill for Ambien CR, or will they just have another cup of tea and try and sleep?
Me, Alex, I'm probably taking the tea unless it's really, really bad. But a lot of firms are also worried about other things. Customers might be flocking to generic medications earlier than expected. Another issue for pharma is that drugs that have a high copay might not get purchased. Cash-strapped consumers just might forego these biologics if they can't afford them. And some companies still have weak drug pipelines, so we'll probably see a trend of consolidation. You might have heard of Roche and Genentech in the news, or Eli Lilly buying ImClone. Snyder says we'll probably have more of these mergers in this downturn. And again, there's more proof that a large sales force model isn't working, and those earnings from Merck reflected that. The company also announced it slashed 7,000 jobs.
But what does work is just producing more breakthrough medications. It's difficult, but the fortunes of those companies are on the rise.
That's true. I spoke to the head of a venture capital firm this week. He told me, if you're truly innovative and biotech-oriented, then private equity firms are very interested in you right now, despite this downturn. People are afraid of big losses, even the big investors, so they're focusing on places where there's less downside. And maybe that's pharma and biologics over, say, tech firms making gadgets that are cute, Alex, but they're discretionary, too.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.